It's a tremendous chus for us that Dr. Jacobowitz managed to fit us into his busy schedule. Dr. Jacobowitz is a known scholarly, Talmud Chacham, a physician in the community, who's very well respected. We go back quite a while. We were at the Jacobowitz Chasna a few years ago, and the personal friendship and the professional friendship continues. And it's a big honor that we have the Dr. Jacobowitz to come here today. We greatly appreciate it. This year is Le'ili Nishmas, Ms. Gottman, Ahuva Batzvah Mordechai Levy, Ms. Elke Kleiner, Mindel, Elke Mindel, Batzvah Moshe, Le'el Shalom, and of course, Ms. Jacobowitz, who we fondly, fondly miss, Rachel Miron, Batzvah Shmuel, Le'el Shalom.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Rabbi Hexter, Rabbi Engelsberg. Thank you all very much. It really feels like I'm coming to Michelle's extended family. This was really her home away from home, more than just in hours, but certainly in heart. So I very much appreciate the opportunity and the ability to talk to people to whom she really felt like sister, to all of you. You know, walking into this building, this is the first time I've been here since she's not. It's also the first time I've been in this building since it's actually being used. And one is overwhelmed walking into a building like this. And one just can imagine all the efforts which went into putting this building together, all the effort and all the money that goes into buying the land and in hiring the architects and in putting then the builders and building the walls and building the roof and making sure that it doesn't leak, and then making it decorated and so beautiful on the inside, and creating the ambiance, which is school, or for that matter, if you were building a house, the same thing. And all the efforts go into all these details. Yet the ikkar of a house, like the ikkar of a school or any other building, is really not the walls and not the bricks and not the ceiling. The ikkar is free. It's the space inside. It's what you move around in is where you exist in. The purpose of the walls and of the roof is, number one, to define it. So this is my territory and not the neighbor's territory. And to protect it so that when the weather comes, it doesn't change. And when there are forces outside which might change the environment inside, that doesn't happen so easily because you have solid walls. This relationship between the walls and the space inside is the mashal with which to understand the notion of the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law, if I can use that phrase. We, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, are often accused by others who don't yet understand its beauty that we're too preoccupied with the letters of the law. And we're so concerned about every little detail of Lamatas Malachas and all their subdivisions, which take volumes and volumes. And we're so concerned about all the other nitty-gritty of what it is to be a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And we are accused of overlooking the fact that there's a spirit to Yahdus. The reality, of course, is that all of these details, all of these building blocks of Shulchan Aruch and of how we adhere to it, are where all our efforts are put. Our efforts are put in learning those halachas, in teaching those halachas. But they're not different than the efforts which go into building a building. They're all very important. And if you have some bricks out of alignment, or if you have a ceiling out of alignment, then much of the inside is useless. But the real ikkar of the building, as the real ikkar of Torah Mitzvahs, is the ruach which it creates on the inside. The ruach that it does, the effect that it has on our neshamas, the effect it has on our midas, the effect it has on our sensitivity. That's what Torah Mitzvahs are ultimately supposed to forge. So of course the mitzvahs maisius, the things which we do with our hands, are necessary. Every little nuance is necessary. The same as every shingle on the roof is necessary. but ultimately it's there in order to define what the Ruach of Yahadus is and to protect that Ruach. So when the weather changes and when environments in which we find ourselves change and society changes, which happens every month in Gedanisht, more than that, every day, values in society come and go. We, because we have these building blocks very carefully and with lots of effort and lots of cost put in place, those building blocks, those decorations, those things which we have in a building to make it look attractive and beautiful, they're all there in order to enhance the ruach of what it is to be a Bas Yisrael and a Ben Torah. And that ruach is ultimately what defines us. There is a very well-known kapitel in Tehillim, which has this idea in it in a very interesting way. Probably one of the most famous, well-known pieces of Tehillim, because we all say it every day. Come out when we daven, it comes before Baruch Shama, Mizmer Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. A piece of this, you may remember, I quoted at Michelle's Levaya. Because this kapitel is just a particularly beautiful kapitel. They all are, but this is a very beautiful one. So this is a kapitel which deals with Hashem Elokai Shivati Alecha Vatepreini Harubani Shalom. Listen to me, and he healed me, he cured me. Ha'alisa Misha Nafshi, he took my soul and he kept it away. He kept it out of the grave. Zamul Hashem Chasidav. The ones dedicated to Ribbono Shel Olam sing to him, and so on and so forth. Elecha Hashem Ekrov El Hashem Etzchanan. I daven to Ribbono Shel Olam. I cry to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he listens to me. Shema Hashem V'chaneni Hashem Elezeli. Psukim, which are all well known to you. So it begins with this pasuk, Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. And there's not a word in this parak about Habayis LeDavid. There's not a word in here about Beis HaMikdash. There's not a word about Malchus Beis David. The things which you would have thought this pasuk would be an introduction to aren't here. Forget about Chanukas Habayis. It's used because of that word. We say this in Chanukah as well. But even putting that aside, what does Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid have to do with the content of this parak? So listen to what the Malbim says. The Malbim says as follows. So he asked this question. Ha-mizmor kula yosed laseis l'hayda b'chol yavim e'michol yavim. This parak is given over to discussing David HaMelech's illness and his recovery from illness. V'loi nimtza b'y shum inyim e'chanukah sabayis. And it doesn't say anything in this parak about Chanukah sabayis. Umavur, it can be explained, Shahabayas Amuzka by that this house, this Bayas LeDavid, of which this parent speaks of, Hu Habayas Hamashali, is an allegorical house. It's not a real house, it's an allegorical house. Hu Haguf, it refers to the body. Shahu Ma'ain LeNefesh, which is the resting place for the soul. Hu Bayas LeAdam HaPanimi, and is a house for the internal person, that is for your ruach, which is on inside, Hashaychen, which lives, Vidar Bekirbay, and resides in your body. Your neshama resides in your body. Ki ha-nefesh hu ha-adam ba'emes, because the reality of what a person is not his body, it's his nefesh. It's the ruach of a person. V'ha-guf ha-chamri, and the physical guf, hu rak ba'ez chaymer le-shifta, the body is only a concrete housing in which the nefesh resides all the days in which it's entrapped in this body. When the body gets ill, then the pillars of the house become weak. Va'achash and Israpa, but then after the body is healed, Nivne Habayis Al Tilai, the house is once again rebuilt on its original strength. Lachain Tzir Shem Hashir Hazer Chanukas Habayis the David Ratzelaima, base David Ha'atzmi, the personal, real house of David, i.e., his body, Ma'ain Nefesh, which is the place in which the soul resides, Shenizchaneich, which becomes rededicated, when it gets better from illness. So that's what this kapitel is about. This kapitel is about how we all need our bodies, we all need our chaymer, we need to be part of the physical world. But that which we exist in the physical world, our bodies, or for that matter, all the other things which we exist in a physical domain, dimension, is there to protect the nefesh, which is the ikkar part of what a person is. Is a person is not really your body. The person of what you are is your neshama, which is on the inside and is protected by this house. So that's what Mizmer Shchiyah Chanukah Sabbath to David means. And when you say it, you'll have a different kavana, I think, than how we normally understand this first pasuk. And this explains why David HaMelech refers to Habayis to David. It means the house of David. And each of us have a house. The house is what you see, but the inside is what we really are. Of course, what we really are, the neshama, as we know, is durable. It doesn't exist only in this world. It doesn't only exist in the dimension of Baha'i Alma. In the same way that the body protects the inside, so do the other things which we do with our body. So mitzvahs maisius, all mitzvahs, or mitzvahs maisius, which you do with your hands, all those mitzvahs are there in order to influence and to protect what it is on the inside. Some people, over the course of their lifetime, manage to patently have their mitzvahs maisius and the things which they do influence their ruach. And their ruach and their sensitivity to the Ribbono Shel Olam, their sensitivity to other people, is fostered by the mitzvahs which they do. So the mitzvahs that they do, they daven, they give tzedakah, they are Isaac b'maisim tovim, are not only external things, which they do, which you can see what they do, but also have an impact on the sensitivity of the neshama. The three women, and obviously one of them I knew much, much, much better, all had this nekuda. All had to some extent or another an influence of their mitzvahs maisius on their neshama. Michelle, many of you almost knew her better in that role than I did. She had a tremendous sense of being machshiv other people. When I think of the nekudas which defines her tchunas and nefesh, one of them was that she was machshev everybody. Everybody to her counted. Everybody was a somebody worth knowing and worth being involved with. That's why she had this bursting out, mekabel es kol ha'adam b'sev panim yafos. It wasn't that she wasn't judgmental in her heart of hearts. It wasn't that she didn't have standards and that person really, and that person. But klapa chutz and klapa how she would deal with people, she translated the phrase have done as kol ha'adam lekavsus. Why doesn't it say translated have a mekabel as kol adam? The kol ha'adam means the whole of the person. So if you look at a person as his whole, and you don't just pick and choose some of the middles, but you look at a person as a whole, then everybody deserves being mekabel, b'seva upon the office. And her cheer and her smile and her bubbling over and her sociability, all things which you all know what I mean, and part of what we miss mostly is this tremendous energy of the ben adam l'chaveira she had. So it wasn't just a mitzvah to be nice to somebody, which she was very cognizant of, and she was very careful, not to make somebody feel bad, because that's what it says. But it wasn't really only because the Messiah Shasharim says so. It was also because it created this very enjoyable milieu for herself and for others, in which she was She had the ruach of what the Torah wants. She didn't just have the mitzvah of what the Torah wants. She had this ruach of how to approach other people. As you know, every one of her, of other people's simchas were her simcha. If she heard about a simcha, it was just her simcha. And Layalenu, the other way around, if it was a sad occasion, it was also hers. She ran a shiva a week and a half before Pesach, which is really when she took ill and things became obvious. She already wasn't right. She already had very swollen legs and couldn't get around exactly as she used to. It was still pretty good. And she ran, the Eisenberg Shiva, which took place in our house because they didn't have any fixed address in Baltimore anymore, for 24 hours. 10 days before Pesach, the room was, the house was packed from one side to the other with hundreds and hundreds of people coming to the Eisenbergs. And during that time, she cooked 15 chickens for them and still ran her Pesach kitchen on the side because Pesach was coming, and we had a full-blown Pesach with all the whistles and all the bells. You couldn't tell a thing, although, obviously it was already beginning to unravel. And this what unraveled, had gone on, as you probably all know already, for 11 years. 11 years, it never was never in remission, it never ran away. It was, Baruch Hashem, under control enough that she could function fully. I don't mean physically function fully, that was a mess, but that she could psychologically function fully, that was her own doing. And it gave me life, it gave her life, it gave our children life, and it gave all of you life, because she was able to relate to people in a normal way. This is not a time for Hesped, it's a time for inspiration. I hope that the understanding of this kapitel will give us all inspiration of how important our bias is in so many different ways. Our bias, our homes, our shalom bias, our health, our bias, our bodies, our base Yaakov, and the bias which all of you nurture and build and found so beautifully, because when the Mitzvah Shem Mashiach will come soon, it's because of the saplings which you all grow here, and which therefore gives Klal Yisrael the confidence that Mashiach will come and here be Amen. Thank you.